What's going on? Nicole Watson took Elle aside when she returned to the boardroom. What did the two of you talk about? Are we looking for new jobs or what? Elle shook her head, pushing back a wave of anxiety, dressed as nausea. How had she managed to dig such a huge hole with a tiny shovel? Nick, I slept with him. Nicole straightened and squeaked. Just now? No, last Friday night, at a birthday party at his house. I just wanted to scope out the competition. She lowered her voice. He was so different than I expected, and I got caught up. But he didn't know who I was, Nick. Hell, by the time Saturday morning rolled around, I didn't know who I was. So he's lying about your father to get back at you? She surveyed the room with a glance over her shoulder. And what's up with that creepy controller? I know, he's disgusting, but he's the least of our problems. I made a huge mess, and now I have no idea what's going to happen to Sling. As the words escaped her lips, Levi re-entered the room, the door swishing shut behind him. Everyone stopped to look at him. His scowl commanded absolute attention, made him seem larger than life, and the thought she'd cost people their jobs almost doubled her over.
I apologize for keeping everyone waiting. Unfortunately, he paused and locked his annoyed gaze on Ella. I'm unable to reach a decision today.
Mr. Northrup!
Peasy sprang from his seat, distress in his squeaky voice.
This could be a big mistake.
Levi held up his hand and didn't take his eyes off Ella for one blessed moment.
There are some issues that need to be clarified, and I intend to take the time to do that. In the meantime, Miss Leary, you may do two things. You may assist me in cleaning up the mess this cell has become, and you and your people may concentrate on the next issue of Sling. In the time we need to answer my many questions, there will be at least one more issue, so you'd better make your best showing.
His pronouncement lingering, he strolled from the boardroom and retreated to his office. Running on fear, Ella followed him at a frantic clip.
What kind of ultimatum is that?
Miss Leary.
He took her by the arm, pulled her aside, and slammed his office door.
Considering the situation I find myself in, this is quite generous. We are not negotiating. If you don't want to do the work, I'll tear Sling apart right now. However, if I don't like what we, find behind the deal our father's made, I will be forced to reevaluate.
Don't do me any favors, she ripped free of his grasp. And stop treating me like a child.
Stop acting like one, he growled. You've deceived me once, and that's more than enough for me. Like it or not, if you want to make Sling work, you'll have to do it through me. That part of the deal is irrevocable.
Don't expect me to thank you. Tears trembled at the corners of her eyes, and his expression softened for a split second. She aimed her next words at his heart. I can't believe I misjudged you so badly.
Likewise, Miss Leary.
He spat, bitterness ground into each syllable.
At least I was being honest, which is a great deal more than I can say for you. Take the deal or leave it. I won't ask twice.
She glared at him, but he refused to change his stance or his expression. She'd have to work this out right under his nose or not at all. Gritting her teeth, she conceded a temporary surrender.
I'll take it.